नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नश्च प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। So, today we will be discussing Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. So, Srila Prabhupada, every minute he performed a wonderful pastime, right? So, we are very fortunate that so many devotees have recorded so many wonderful pastimes. Actually, this Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Satsaru Maharaj, he compiled all these pastimes and all. When he was interviewing Mrs. Sally Agarwal, right, Gopal Agarwal's wife, he was saying that she was talking and on and on. They have recorded so much. So, he felt that she had so much love for Prabhupada. Then he said he had so much difficulty for editing her offering, because she was speaking so much. She spoke so much about Prabhupada, like that. So what we read in Prabhupada Lilamrita, very limited pastimes, because they had to, even then it was six editions, six volumes. So, I will narrate some pastimes which are not in maybe in Prabhupada Lilamrita. Maybe some are there, as described by many devotees during the festivals in Vrindavan. Right? So, first I will narrate His Holiness Badrinarayan Maharaj. He narrated that. He was explaining that first when he came to Vrindavan and then visited Mayapur, because of hot weather, devotees used to fall very sick, because they would drink water brownish in color and then filled with so many germs and insects and all. And naturally, they would fall sick with the dysentery, vomiting, all that stuff. So Maharaj, once he was explaining, we Westerners, we didn't care so much. We would go Harinam Sankirtan in the hot sun. One day they went for Harinam Sankirtan in the hot sun and dancing and chanting on the streets. Then it seems he suffered a heat stroke. Then he fell unconscious. After 36 hours, he came back to consciousness. It seems. He was asking, where was I? Like that. So, once Prabhupada was there, then all the devotees, either the suffering with dysentery or something like that. Then Srila Prabhupada was on the walk, morning walk. Then Prabhupada was saying, devotees don't suffer. Like that. So many, sometimes two, three times he said like that. So Panchadravadi Maharaj, he could not hold back, said, if the devotees don't suffer, then what devotees are doing here, Prabhupada? Because they were sick like dogs, Prabhupada was saying. Then Prabhupada laughed, yeah, for the last time, in the next life, they will go back home, back to Godhead. So another time Prabhupada said, while speaking in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, that if anybody has even a pinch of material desire, they will have to take birth again. Once one devotee was praising full moon, Prabhupada said, don't praise it so much, because you may have to take birth again. Right? One time, Prabhupada was traveling in the aeroplane. They were in Air India. They were playing Ravi Shankar sitar music. Sitar, you know, tape. And the devotees and all, they were hearing. So Prabhupada asked, because all the devotees are enjoying it, Prabhupada asked, how is it? So Prabhupada also was enjoying. They said, Prabhupada, it is very nice. Very pleasing, soothing. Ah, this is sense gratification. So, like last time I have narrated how devotees, they would eat sweets. You remember? In Lohi Bazaar? All of you remember? Prabhupada was, Prabhupada saw, actually what happened? Some of the devotees, some of the shopkeepers, they had this superstition that if I feed a sadhu, Vaishnava, my business will go nicely. So at that time, all the devotees, they were undergoing a lot of austerities, eating only dry chapatis and boiled rice and all that stuff. So they would call, come, hey, eat one peda, it is free, eat one peda, it is free. Like that. They said, devotees are saying, no. No, eat one peda, it is free. All the shopkeepers were calling them. And then that hot jalebi wala, you know, said, come, eat, no problem, you know, it's free. So already they crossed so many shops, you know. Then it was difficult to resist for them. Then they said, okay, we will eat all, you know, sea of saffrons sitting there, very nicely shaved, nice sikas, eating jalebis, you know, in Lohi Bazaar. So later on, Prabhupada commented, you will not find Krishna loitering in Lohi Bazaar. You know, devotees don't eat prasad. But another time, Prabhupada saw them, his maroon ambassador car, they were just praying that Prabhupada would not see them, because they were eating jalebis. Prabhupada would not see them. So they were just praying, oh God, Krishna, please don't send Prabhupada. Like that. And then immediately after the prayer is finished, red maroon car appeared and the window rolled down, you know, glass rolled down. So Prabhupada was looking at them. But at that time Prabhupada said, oh, Bengali sweets, you cannot live without them. It's very essential. So Prabhupada was he was very considerate. He understood devotees were, you know, were doing a lot of austerities in Vrindavan, like that. So Maharaj was saying that that Ganga Prasad shop is there, no? In Lohi Bazaar. That Ganga Prasad, he became very friendly to Maharaj, you know, Badrinath Maharaj. So he was telling, your Guru Maharaj, he is very different. He is very different. He is not like other sannyasis. Then he said, what? Actually, other sannyasis, they would come to Lohi Bazaar, beg something and eat, and they loiter in Lohi Bazaar. They would read newspaper and all that stuff. And sometimes some sannyasis, they had affair also with some women and all. But Prabhupada would come only two or three days in a week. Then he would collect his madhukari, whatever, little chawal and some milk and all that. Then he would not be loitering in Lohi Bazaar and all that, because he was staying in Radha Damodar temple at that time. So this Ganga Prasad got a doubt.
he may be having some affair with some woman. Otherwise, he is not like other sannyasis. Why is he not coming here? Like that. Then he started spying on Prabhupada. So Prabhupada would come collect milk and all that. He would go. Then he would walk behind him. Walk behind him. And then, line up behind the window. Look into the, room where Prabhupada is staying. And then observe, for some voice of, sweet voice of a woman, or some, radio playing music, or listening to cricket commentary and all that. So he was, putting his ears and, he was trying. He wanted to, blow up, expose Prabhupada. But he would hear whole half a day, something like that. He would sit there and spy on Prabhupada. Only words he would hear, only sound that he would hear. Tuck, 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 tuck. Whole day Prabhupada typing. Printing back to Godhead magazines and all that. Or chanting Hare Krishna. All the time. So that was the only thing he was, Prabhupada was doing. That is why a lifetime in preparation, it is said. One more time, Dudwala, he was saying that he was actually, he would send with his son milk for Prabhupada. Sometimes, Prabhupada would come and collect the milk. So for few days, Prabhupada did not come to collect the milk. Then he sent his son, go and, give that Baba, milk. So he brought milk for Prabhupada. And then at that time, Prabhupada was sitting near the, on the veranda, in Radha Damodar, quarters, Prabhupada quarters. Then he was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. And then intensely, he was closing his eyes and chanting Hare Krishna. And then the tears are rolling from the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. Then he was so much in ecstasy. Like other day Bhimapuru was saying, that when Prabhupada was there, all the devotees would feel as if they are in Vaikuntha. Like that. That boy was feeling, great ecstasy seeing Prabhupada chanting so ecstatically. And then meanwhile, he observed one scorpion crawling towards Prabhupada. Very big scorpion. And crawling. And then he wanted to wake up Prabhupada, but he was hesitating because Prabhupada was chanting so ecstatically. And then the scorpion went very near to Prabhupada. Then he woke up, Baba, get up, scorpion, going to bite you. Okay, then Prabhupada got up. Should I kill that scorpion? Prabhupada said, no, he is a Vrajavasi. Let us chant Hare Krishna for Vrajavasi. So he chanted one mantra for the scorpion and the scorpion went away. So Prabhupada's vision is like that. So Badrinath was saying that once Prabhupada took all the disciples for Vrindavan Yatra. Is it too loud? Sound? Is it okay? Vrindavan Yatra. And then, so near Radhakund, he was explaining the pastimes. At the time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj leaned against a tree. Then Prabhupada told, don't lean against the tree. Tamal Krishna said, why Prabhupada, what happened? The tree, in his previous life, he was a Maharashtrian Brahmin. He took birth as a tree in Vrindavan to give shade to the pilgrims. So that was that is Vrindavan, So that is why all these pillars, they are Balram. We should not lean against the pillars in the temple, right? So one should be very careful. Hare Krishna. Once Badrinarayan Maharaj was saying, I think it's too loud. Badrinarayan Maharaj was saying that he was on morning walk with Srila Prabhupada. And then he asked Prabhupada, what is it to be like a temple president? What is he was expecting that you are my front man, you are my representative, something like that. He was expecting some answer. But Prabhupada replied, whatever wrong happens in the temple, you are responsible. Then he said, of course, it is a blessing to be a temple president, because you get the chance to serve all the Vaishnavas. Right? One very interesting pastime, Dhananjay Prabhu once he narrated in Vrindavan. So, once two Matajis, they came to Vrindavan from new Vrindavan. One old lady, one young girl, 16-year-old girl. And Prabhupada recognized them when he saw them, that they are from new Vrindavan. So Prabhupada asked them and all. So they said they were staying in the guest house. So Prabhupada instructed them that you come for Mangalarti every day. Like that. So Prabhupada, then after a few days, when he observed that they were not in the Mangalarti, Prabhupada told Dhananjay Prabhu, he was the temple president at that time, that go and find out why those two Matajis are not coming for Mangalarti. So Dhananjay Prabhu went up and asked that Mataji. Then that Mataji told that her daughter, 16-year-old girl, she was having a cancer. You know, she was having cancer, and then she may die any time. So she was having a lot of pain, she cannot calm down. So Prabhupada, when Dhananjay Prabhu came and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada told, you are the temple president, you are the father of all devotees. Every day you bring her in your arms for Mangalarti. He told, bring her in your arms every day. Carry her in your arms and make sure that she attends Mangalarti. Later on, she left her body. So Prabhupada told, what you find out from Gaudiya Math, what is to be done, what kind of, rites to be performed and all. Then that was in the middle of May, June, very hot summer day, right, in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada, then they went, they cremated her body and came back, and they informed Prabhupada, today a very great miracle has happened. Then Prabhupada asked, what happened? Usually Vrindavan, it is so hot, you don't expect rain during this time. But when we are carrying her body, there was a shower in the middle of the summer, like that. Then Prabhupada told, it was not rain. It was showering of flowers by demigods, because a great soul is going back to Godhead. Right? So that was Prabhupada's blessings. That is why once Abhiram Prabhu was explaining that he was there with Prabhupada, and then Brahmanand Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada, will we be able to meet you up in Golok Vrindavan? We will be there with you in Golok Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada replied very warmly, said yes. When the Vaikunthavasis pass by Golok Vrindavan, when they see us, they would pass comment that what a nice spiritual master, what nice disciples. So we will be together, he said. So it is a great blessing, he was saying, that actually we are all guests of Prabhupada in Vrindavan, because we don't have qualification to live in Vrindavan. Because last class I have told, when Gunarnav Prabhu went to Prabhupada, Prabhupada told him, when you live in Vrindavan, you should live like a Goswami. Right? No enjoyment and all. So Prabhupada, he was saying that it is a blessing, we are guests of Prabhupada in Vrindavan. So that is how we will be recognized by Krishna, that, oh, these guys, they are the guests of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I should take care. right? Like that. So that is why we should always catch hold of lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. You know, whatever happens, we should simply catch hold of his lotus feet, and then he will make everything all right. You know, like that. So now I will narrate the pastimes narrated by His Grace Abhiram Prabhu. Right? So his opinion is he expressed a opinion about Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, he is a very strong personality. He is a very strong personality. And then, like, he was, you know, like once Achyutananda Prabhu was explaining that Krishna is very grave, Prabhupada told. So they were all thinking, Krishna is very grave, means, then they asked, that means he is very serious? Prabhupada said, Krishna is not serious, he is always funny and making jokes and all that. Then he explained that you will not know what he is going to do next. That was the definition of grave, Prabhupada said. So then, that's why he was explaining that Prabhupada was, sometimes he is very serious and sometimes you don't know, he is very humorous, joking and all. Sometimes he is very angry, chastising, and next moment, he would, joke like that. So like that, even though Abhiram Prabhu was a very young boy at that time, just 20 year old, he would joke with Prabhupada sometimes. So in his last days, Prabhupada was very sick and he was not eating anything. So one day, they have, riddles, passed some jokes and all that. So Abhiram Prabhu passed a comment that, Prabhupada, you are Hiranyakashipu. Right? You are Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada was, sometimes he was surprised. What are you saying? Then he said, Abhiram Prabhu said, Prabhupada, you are simply bones. There is no flesh. Just like Hiranyakashipu, he was only bones, but still Atma is there. Like that you are like, then Prabhupada started laughing. It is, correct. I'm like that only. Like that. So when, then later on, Prabhupada was very sick in Vrindavan. Then Prabhupada requested Abhiram Prabhu to take care of, become his servant, personal servant. So Abhiram Prabhu was taking care of Prabhupada as a personal servant for some time during that time. So at that time, Prabhupada was, somebody would tell Prabhupada, that you wear a blue sapphire stone. And he said, okay, I will wear. So Bhavananda Prabhu, he brought one sapphire from Singapore or somewhere, Hong Kong, and then he also got one sapphire. Then he said, okay, I will wear it. Then somebody would say, Prabhupada, will you, I would bring this astrologer. Okay, Prabhupada said, you bring that astrologer. It was a fun, playing with them. Then they would say, you wear this stone, you wear that stone, you do like this. If you are wearing this, if you pass off these few days, then you will live for 30 years. Prabhupada would say, Then they would give so many suggestions. Prabhupada would say, okay. Then he wouldn't do anything. Like Gunanu Prabhu was explaining, once Prabhupada was there, one devotee from abroad, America I think, he came to Vrindavan. He was having a hard time in his life. Then he has approached one astrologer in Vrindavan, and then he asked what happened. They said, actually you were a rat in your previous life. Because you are stealing prasadam from the temple, you got purified, then you are eating, that's why you became a devotee now.
But now Rahu has caught up with you, Rahu planet. Then he said, you wear some tawij, you know, around your neck, it will go away. You know, so he purchased that tawij and he, you know, tied it around his neck, you know, some silver tawij and all that. So he came in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked, what is that you are wearing around your neck, you know, black thread and all that. So Prabhupada, aisa hai, Rahu. Prabhupada looked at him and he said gravely, said, you know, you surrendered to Krishna, right? If Krishna kicks with his little finger, pink finger, pinkish finger, you know, millions of Rahus will run away. Then immediately he wanted to, you know, take it away. Then because it was a nylon thread, it was not coming. Somebody came and cut it. He threw it like that. So if the devotees are not sitting here interested in astrology, please remember this. Right? One more time, somebody approached Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, can you give the name of some good astrologer in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, if you come in front of Radha Shamsundar and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, your lines will change. You know, your lines will change. Like that. So we should not worry about so much about astrology, wearing blue color stone, you know, this, you know, red color stone. And you know, some devotees, you know, all their fingers are full of stones. I said, whatever, some, you know, taklif dur ho gaya. Right? So once one devotee, he was approached by one astrologer, then he said, you have this problem and that problem, you wear this stone. You know, said, and that stone is very expensive, you know. Then that devotee came to me, aisa hai Prabhuji. I said, you know, you wear Hare Krishna stone, all your problems will go away. Right? So like that. Prabhupada was, you know, playing with them and all that. So, like that. So once he got a dream that he got, getting cured by one Ramanuja Sampradaya Vaishnava, Ayurvedic doctor. Vaidya bolte hain, Vaidya, you know, Kaviraj, like that. So, he said, look for the, you know, somebody who is having Shivaishnava Tilak, Kaviraj, like that. Then he said, if there is some Makaradvaj, there is some medicine is there. If that medicine is given, I'll become alright. Then some devotees went to Delhi, then they found one Kaviraj. Then he said, I have one Makaradvaj, you know, I prepared for someone, you know, I'll give it to you and all that. But actually the Makaradvaj has to be prepared according to the condition of the patient. But that man was cheating. So they paid a lot of money and brought the Makaradvaj. So when Prabhupada took a little medicine, he said, oh, it is poisonous. He said, it's poisonous. Then some devotees went to Calcutta and they met all the Agarwals. They said, because they are very pious at that time, that, you know, can you suggest one, Kaviraj, who is a Sri Vaishnava, then they found one Sri Vaishnava Kaviraj and they brought him to Prabhupada at that time. So when he checked the pulse, so he was trying to give medicine and all that. So one thing, this Kaviraj mentioned that this Makaradvaj that they are giving, it is poisonous. You know, it is bogus, you know, like that. So one thing he said, that your spiritual master's consciousness, even though he was very sick, you know, his consciousness was so high, completely Krishna conscious, like that. So that was, that's what, you know, even Bhaktichar Maharaj told that when he would administer medicine, he would open his mouth, Prabhupada's mouth, to administer the medicine. Then he would see Prabhupada's tongue
constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Like that constantly, you know, tongue is vibrating, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. Even Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's very dear friend, you know, when he was very sick, they called a doctor and they checked, you know, his with stethoscope. When he was checking the, you know, with the heart condition, so for us usually labdab 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 awaaz aata hai, labdab labdab. But for Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was hearing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Then he said, who can cure him? You know, he's already some other platform. Like that. So Abhiram Prabhu was saying in one more pastime, his wife Shruti Rupa, she always wanted to cook, she was cooking all the time for Prabhupada, like that. So she came again to, when she heard that Prabhupada is in Vrindavan, she came to Vrindavan to cook for Prabhupada. But he Prabhupada, at by the time, he stopped eating. You know, he stopped eating. Then Prabhupada, then she started praying to Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar, that, oh Prabhupada, I want to cook for you, I want to cook for you, my life is a waste, my life is a waste. Like that, you know, she was crying like anything in front of Radha Shyam Sundar. And then, so one day he called Abhiram Prabhu, then he told, oh, she wants to serve me so sincerely, you know, let her cook, I will eat something. So he was very surprised, because nobody knew, you know, nobody knew, she didn't tell anybody that she was praying and crying and all that. But because we are sincere, she wanted to serve Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came to know, because by the, you know, guidance of super soul in the heart. So that's why Prabhupada once, he told to Gunarno Prabhu that not even a one sentence, not even one activity, you know, I do without the sanction of the super soul. That is why I am fit to be spiritual master. Because every act, you know, every word, you know, without the sanction of super soul, I don't do anything. So Prabhupada is saying that that is the qualification of the spiritual master. You know, self-realized Prabhupada. I am a self-realized spiritual master now. That, you know, tell the whole world. He was telling to Gunarno Prabhu. Like that. So then she cooked. So another time, even Bhakti Charmaja was explaining that Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he was actually a very dedicated devotee. Then he would cook all the offerings. Nowadays, once in a week, if you tell, oh my God, cooking, you know, so I have to make so many, you know, schedule, this day you do. But Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he would every day, 365 days, he would cook all the offerings for Krishna Balaram. Then throughout his life, he never left Vrindavan, it seems. Only one day he left, he went to Agra to purchase some utensils for Krishna Balaram temple. Otherwise, throughout his life, he never left, it seems, Vrindavan. He would cook for every, you know, all throughout his life. So once Prabhupada was there, and then Prabhupada called Bhaktichar Maharaj, find out what they are cooking in the kitchen. Bhaktichar Maharaj running, then on the way he met Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Bhaktichar, where you are going? I am going to the kitchen to find out what they are cooking. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj smelled the rat. What's going to happen? Then he went and told. He asked Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, what are you cooking? Prabhupada wanted to know. He said, I am cooking kachoris and samosas. You know? Okay. Then he told Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, bring garam garam kachoris and samosas. Then meanwhile, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhavanand Maharaj, they came to meet Prabhupada and they were sitting with Prabhupada. And then So Bhattacharya, they were looking very angry. Pramal Krishna Maharaj especially, he was looking very angrily at Bhattacharya Maharaj. What are you doing? He was serving kachori and samosa, deep fried, to Prabhupada. He is very sick. He served to Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada crushed them. Then he started eating. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was looking at Prabhupada. Prabhupada very angrily told, "Don't look." Then their heads dropped. Then later on Tamal Krishna Maharaj chastised Bhaktacharya Maharaj. Said, "What are you nonsense? What have we done? Whole night he won't sleep, this, that and all that." So later on Bhaktacharya Maharaj checked. Then he said he was sleeping very nicely, soundly. Then when Bhaktacharya Maharaj narrated this pastime to Pishima, his sister, Prabhupada, if he wants, he can eat the stones and digest. And then whatever he wants, he will do. Nobody can check him. So once Pishima Maharaj came to Vrindavan, then Prabhupada came to know, ask her what she would like to cook for me. Pishima Mataji said, "Ask him what he wants to eat." Prabhupada said, "Ask her what she wants to cook." She said, "Ask him what he wants to eat." Like that, four more times running football, Then Prabhupada said, "Okay, let's tell her to cook khichdi." But when he went inside, she cooked a whole feast. Then at that time, Kitnananda Maharaj, he was actually taking care of Prabhupada's food and all. He would serve Prabhupada some raw food and all that stuff, like that. And then he was objecting to Prabhupada. "Prabhupada, I don't think you will eat all these things." Prabhupada said, "She wants to cook. Let her do some service for me." After some time, again Kitnananda would come and say, "Prabhupada, I hope you won't eat all these things." Prabhupada said, "She wants to cook, I want to eat. What is your problem?" then she served, entire feast and all. It was going on. Then Kitnananda said, "Prabhupada, I don't think you'd like to eat all these things." Then Prabhupada this time became very angry and said, you don't tell me what to do. You don't think that you know better than the spiritual master." Like that he chastised him very heavily. And then he just left. Prabhupada ate very nicely. That day afternoon only, he left Vrindavan. Kitnananda Maharaj. Then Maharaj was saying, after that he left the movement also, after some time. So he was cautioning that you should never give advice to the spiritual master. Beyond a point. Sometimes if spiritual master asks for some opinion, that is okay. But otherwise, you just can't sit on his head and tell what he should be doing, other stuff. So like that. So once Prabhupada was saying, "I have achieved everything in my life. Na shochati na kankshati." Like that. But then a pure devotee means no lamentation. Then Brahmananda Prabhu asked, "Prabhupada, you don't have any lamentation?" "I think I have only one lamentation." "Oh, Prabhupada, what is that?" "You wanted to translate Srimad Bhagavatam? You want to finish Bhagavatam?" "No, I could not establish Varnashram Dharma properly. So I will go to Gita Nagari and I will teach people how to live off the land. How to live off the land." Then the preparations have started. Swabhiram Prabhu was saying that actually Prabhupada had a green card. Prabhupada had a green card. But somehow, every year the green card holders, they have to live for some time in America. Otherwise it becomes lapsed. So it got lapsed because they didn't manage it properly. And then Prabhupada was very angry because he was very proud, He used to show it to the Indians, all the visiting Indians. "See, I got a green card. Like that. But that time, it's very rare Indians getting a green card. Like that. So Prabhupada said, I want visa. And at the time, his passport also was expired. Then he went to Delhi, Abhiram Prabhu. So, please, that time, you know, he, nowadays, Guru Maharaj told, I can't do Prabhu, kya karega? You know, main kya guru? You know, like that they say. But actually, previously, there is nothing called, mai kya karu? If Prabhupada says something, you have to do it. You jump in the Howrah bridge, you jump from the Howrah bridge or jump from the Taj Mahal, or you have to do it, that's it. Prabhupada, he went to Delhi. That lady said, where is he? You are an American, he is an Indian. Where is he? He said, he is very, very sick, he can't come. That means it proves that, you know, if he cannot even come for visa office, how can he travel to America? I won't give. But Abhiram said, no, you can't come back to Vrindavan and tell Prabhupada it's not possible. You have to go to Vrindavan. No, Delhi. No way. So then he was saying, when he was the president of in Calcutta temple in ISKCON, he was very friendly with the American consulate. He was actually, because Calcutta, even Nehru also said, you know, it's a latrine of India. You know? So he was saying, very dirty Calcutta, very hot, no Coca-Cola, no newspaper, you know, nothing. So they are suffering like anything. So they would go to consulate office. He was friendly with that consular. Then they would switch on the AC, drink Coca-Cola, read newspaper, American newspaper, and then chat with him. But he was actually CAA. See, he would ask the devotees, what is happening near the Bangladesh border? What is happening here? What is happening there? So the devotees would blackmail. Give us Coca-Cola, we'll tell you. So he said, I have to get a visa. So he called up that man. He said, see, like this, it's a very emergency situation. My spiritual wants to go to America. I want a visa. He said, you go to Delhi. I already met her. She said, no. You know? So you have to give. No, she is my boss. If she has refused, how can I get the visa? No, I know and you know that she is not the boss. I know who you are. He said, if you don't give visa, you know, I will be forced to do the dirty job. I will go to the press and tell what you are. You are a CIA agent. It will not be nice for you. Then he started giving choices, galis it seems. He said, I can't. So he put away the phone. Said, you think whatever you want to think. I want visa. I am coming tomorrow. He went from Delhi, Calcutta, and then he went and met. And again he started giving galis. I said, you... He closed his ears, said, it's okay, but I want visa. He said, okay, you want visa. He called Prabhupada. Prabhupada, your visa is ready. So Prabhupada, you know, clapped. Yes, that is it. You know, so that was the mood, you know. That, no for Prabhupada. You know, if Prabhupada says something, you have to do it. So anyway, there was... So they passed, you know, in the immigration and all. Then they took away Prabhupada in the wheelchair, and they stopped all the foreign disciples because they were under, you know, going through the, you know, they were sending through the thorough checks and all. Then Kamal Krishna said, Prabhupada, where is Prabhupada? Because then, you know, Abhiram Prabhu jumped, you know, the counter, and then he started running. And some bodyguards, the security guards with guns, you know, they wanted to shoot Abhiram Prabhu, you know, running behind. And so many other bodyguards, you know, running behind Abhiram Prabhu. You know, then he jumped, and then he went to the immigration officer, said, my spiritual master is like this, you know, we can't keep him, you know, without our watch, even for a moment, I had to be there, you know, please allow this and that. And then, meanwhile, all the bodyguards, they came. The guards came and they wanted to arrest Abhiram Prabhu. Then they said, that man, he said, cool, it's okay. He said, okay, you take, be with your spiritual master, like that. So later on, when they went to London, they convinced that Prabhupada was a VIP. And then there was no, what you call, he had to walk, you know. Abhi bolte hai na, connect karte hai na, kya bolte hai? You don't have to get down and all, direct,
throw away,
whatever. So that was not there. So he had to get down and walk and all that. So, but they arranged a limousine, and then it came up to the airplane. They picked up Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada was so happy. Then they took him to Manor, and then that time it was a little summer time. Prabhupada, he was sitting in the garden in the Bhaktivedanta Manor, and then he was looking through the greens and the leaves and all that. Prabhupada said, when sun shines, there is no more beautiful country than England. Then he said, he was very pleased, you know, the way they treated him and all. Prabhupada said, I am disgusted with Indians and Indian government and all. Because at that time only they arrested so many devotees in Mayapur. And then Prabhupada said, actually they were thinking I am there, so they wanted to arrest me also. Like that. He was very disgusted, you know. Let this India go to hell. I want to leave this country. Like that he was disgusted. Then Prabhupada made a very nice comment. You know, your Westerners, everything is so nice here. If only they stop eating cow meat. Find out if they can eat some other meat. You know, everything will be nice. Like that. So Prabhupada actually blessed Americans also. Prabhupada, when somebody wrote a letter from America, then Prabhupada started crying, "Oh, America, 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 you gave everything to me. You gave men, you gave buildings, you gave devotees, you gave books." Like that, you know, Prabhupada said, "I am very indebted to America and Americans." Like that. So Prabhupada said, if only they stop eating cow meat and stop abortions, America will become heaven. Like that. Anyway, once Abhiram Prabhu, he was, like all of you know, how Ishwar Puri served Madhavendra Puri. You know, all these pure devotees, they perform this pastime of becoming sick, so that disciples, close disciples, would get a chance to serve his body, Vapu, in such a way that a nurse who is serving a sick person, she should serve that person in such a way without hating, you know, because they have to clean the stool, urine, and change, clean, and all that, you know. So Abhiram Prabhu was serving Prabhupada very sincerely. Then Prabhupada tapped him and said, "It's all abominable, right? Nonsense, right? Changing, because." Just like we don't hate our stool and urine and all, like that he was saying that I was considering Prabhupada's body as my body. So I was not hating it all. So Prabhupada looked at him and asked, "Is all abominable, right? Nonsense." Because Abhiram Prabhu understood that Prabhupada was such a perfect gentleman that if he thinks that he is a burden on someone else, he would leave the body immediately. So Abhiram Prabhu was intelligent. He said, "No, Prabhupada, if I am not serving you, I will be serving Maya. I have no problem." Like that. So once he was changing the cloth, Prabhupada tapped him and said, "Listen." "So, yes, Prabhupada." "So no matter what happens, no tubes, no pipes, no hospitalization." "Okay, Prabhupada." Then he said, "No matter what happens, it must be glorious." Prabhupada said, "Are you talking about the death? Your death, Prabhupada?" "Yes. You know, after I leave, they would scrutinize how I left the body, Acharya. Right? So whatever happens, my passing away should be glorious." Because before that, one of his godbrothers, who helped Bhaktisiddhanta very much, he left his body with tubes and pipes and in the hospital they left the body. So they would always say, Chinmayananda was there, he left his body during Dakshinayan. For devotees it doesn't matter, but for a Mayavadi, sannyasi, Brahmavadis, leaving the body in Dakshinayan, that means he will come back to again, right? That's what Krishna says. right? Dhumo Ratri Aha Krishna Sanmasa Dakshinayana Yatra Chandramasam Jyotir Yogi Prapti Nivartate. So they will go to sun, moon planet and come back again. So Prabhupada said, whatever happens, you know, my passing away should be glorious. So that, you know, so like that. So meanwhile, he observed that Prabhupada was not passing water. He said, Prabhupada, this is very, very serious. You know, then he called up one very expert doctor and he said, this is a very serious condition, he has to be operated. But they said, you know, he is so weak, unless I give life support, I cannot operate. They said, no tubes, no pipes. Then he said, I can't, you know, operate like that. No way. Then they said, Abhiram, you only do one thing, because he's a, you know, by hook or crook, you know, he Abhiram will do, you know, he will achieve it. Like that, that was the name he has got. He went and asked him, the doctor, can I talk to you? Then he was a very proper, you know, they are all, you know, Britishers, they are known as perfect gentlemen, Scottish, Irish, you know, they are, he said, yes, you know, actually I cannot operate, because then how many days he has? If I operate successfully, he will live for 3-4 months. Otherwise, next day, 2 days, he will pass away. Then he told, Abhiram Prabhu told him, he doesn't need 3 months. He just need enough time to go back to Vrindavan. Like that. He said, okay. And somehow, to his shock, he agreed, okay. So with local anesthesia, without any tubes and without any pads, he operated Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada became all right. Then he understood that he won't survive for a long time. Then he decided not to go to America and then come back to India at that time. So at that time, there is one Maharaj, Siddha Swarupananda Maharaj. Right? He wrote a letter to Prabhupada. I heard that you are very sick. No, I am very young. You know, like Yayati Maharaj's son and all, if it is possible, I want to exchange my youth with your old age. You know, you take my youth and, you know, preach Krishna consciousness for many, many more years. Then he wrote a very nice sentimental thing that Tamalakrishna Maharaj was, Abhiram Prabhu, they were looking at Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada was hearing the letter very carefully, that Prabhupada, I live in Hawaii. In America. And then I know that you are very fond of Hawaii, because they were planning to go to Hawaii. Said, whenever you remember Hawaii, please remember me also. When Prabhupada heard this, he started crying. Then he said, there was never a time that I forgot you. I am always remembering you. You know, I am always remembering you. So that is Prabhupada, and then he started shedding tears like that. So so once Brahmananda Prabhu he told Prabhupada that Prabhupada, you are a Nitya Siddha devotee, you are a pure devotee, you have mystic powers. If you want, you can cure all the diseases. And then you can live till whenever you want. Prabhupada looked at him with amazement and he told, this is fanaticism. This is fanaticism. That actually my real magic is that, you know, you sitting in front of me and crying for me. This is real magic. You know, that you have so much love for me. You know, you never saw me before throughout your life. Maybe 10 years back you saw me. You know, now you are crying for me and you are praying for me. You know, you have so much love for me. That is real magic. That is my magic. You know, that I have turned all of you into, you know, somebody who loves me so much. Like that. So that is, you know, Prabhupada's. Okay. Then I will close by saying one pastime. That Prabhupada, he was like Achyutananda Prabhu was saying that you know, he was into Buddhism and all that Sikhism, that is Mayavad. You know, they had this, you know, that what is his name, Mishra, Dr. Mishra, father, I think, or somebody who wrote a Bhagavad Gita, and that copy of Bhagavad Gita there he was having. Then his father also was reading, he is also reading, you know, Buddhism and all that. Then Prabhupada, somebody told him, he was saying, all of them, they would smoke cigarettes, they would not give them any sadhana and all that. So somebody told, 22nd Avenue, Matchless Gift, there is a shop, they are, you know, there is one Swami from India. He is teaching Hare Krishna chanting and all. Krishna Bhakti. So he was standing outside, you know. Then he was looking for the shop, that Matchless Gift. Then some couple is passing by, you know. Then he asked, is this a Matchless Gift 26th level, that Hare Krishna? Yeah. Then that couple passed, they commented, you know. Oh pilgrim, your journey has ended. You know, they're all. So they came and then he went inside. Then Prabhupada taught him, you know, I'm not this body and all that stuff. So he was very impressed. Then Prabhupada was so expert, you know, that time there was not much money and all. Then cutting, you know, apples. Then he would, how many people are there? Exactly that many people, you know, that many, you know, cuttings he would make, pieces he would make, apples. Then he would put one apple and then distribute to everybody, one piece, like that. Then everything is over. Then he asked Brahmananda Prabhu, he was thinking that he is going to teach meditation, because he was into all this meditation and all, right? So I told this many times, some new boys, they can hear. Then he asked Brahmananda Prabhu, does Swami going to teach meditation? Brahmananda Prabhu commented, don't trust a sadhu who is not dancing. Anybody knows this? What? Don't trust a sadhu who is not dancing. What does that mean? That means in Kali Yuga, Hare Nama Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. If somebody is teaching anything else other than chanting and dancing, he is a cheater. If they are teaching you meditation and all, so yesterday I was reading Third Kanda Bhagavatam. These guys, they meditate and all, after some, they think that, you know, they are liberated, but after a few minutes of meditation, they feel thirsty and this thing, they want to smoke cigarette, they want to smoke BD. You know, what kind of beyond, you know, liberation is this? Like that? So, if somebody is teaching meditation and this yoga, that means he is a? He is a? Cheater. So, Prabhupada was so expert. Once one fellow, he came, said, Prabhupada was sitting down, and then he was sitting on the chair. He said, I am sitting above you, I am God, I am this, I am that, he was shouting. So, I am not afraid, and all that. So, Prabhupada asked him, do you cross when there is a green light? Do you cross the road when there is a green light? He said, yes. Then it means you are afraid, and that means you are not God. Get lost. You know, leave me alone. Yeah, like that. One more time. Many people, they say this. Because God is unlimited, He cannot have form. What? Because God is unlimited, He cannot have form. So, if you are giving a form, that means we are limiting God. You heard this comment? Arguments? How will you defeat this argument? They say, if you say God has form, you are limiting, because God is unlimited, He cannot have form. Yeah? Yeah, that is a good argument. But what Prabhupada, Prabhupada's argument was that Prabhupada asked, does sun have a form? He said yes. But the sun rays are unlimited. Right? So he said, you can exist, both the things can exist simultaneously. That is God. Huh? Right? So like that, so many past tense. Anybody wants to add some more past tense? Huh? Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita Ki. God Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare.